to step a back a little bit into you know your background just in general, kind of in the time you've been on the web, I'm curious since we've got you, is there anything that you know you've been really surprised about the way it's developed, or you know any big lesson learned that sticks out when you kind of look back on the history of technology and the time you've been involved in it? I mean, since you have had a technology blog before and have written about it a lot, I guess I'm just curious what your perspective is on how the internet has changed over the last maybe two decades or so.
Yeah, it's been fascinating actually, because when I started blogging in the early 2000s, you know, the tools were just being created then. So the first wave of the web back in the 90s, it was, I always compare it to brochureware, because it was pretty much read only. You couldn't do a lot unless you knew you were quite technical. But in the early 2000s, you know, tools came out that enabled people to create stuff on the web. And at first it was just, you know, text blogging. But then, of course, YouTube came along. You know, we had MySpace and Twitter and Facebook all emerge over the last 15 years. And just, you know, the democratization of publishing, I guess, is kind of been the big thing for me. But it's actually been really quite fascinating, even over the last 4 or 5 years. I think those tools have almost kind of skewed the way that that we create content now, or we communicate now. And I sort of touched on it before, is that, you know, with our social media these days, it's often not the true person that you're seeing or you're hearing. And it's kind of an exaggeration. And in many ways, I hate to bring Trump into it, but in many ways, he's kind of the best example of how you can sort of skew the narrative using internet tools. I mean, he's a big Twitter user. You know, it's just you just begin to question the narrative these days so much, whether it's just, you know, your friends on Facebook and what they're saying, or somebody nattering away on Twitter. And you sort of think, well, you know, do they truly believe what they're saying, or are they just deliberately spinning something this way just to create controversy? So it's a really interesting period right now, because I feel like the tools are kind of almost being overused, or they're being exploited in a way. And as a society, we're trying to figure out sort of how to get around that. What are the consequences? And one of the consequences may be we have President Trump next year to deal with. So it's scary, actually.